Are you ready?
Mm.
Okay. The 12 Dancing Princesses. There were once 12 beautiful princesses, all with long flowing hair and short fiery tempers. Their father, the king, was a grumpy old man who didn't like having fun. Who doesn't like laughing? That's a bit silly. In fact, he believed that the princesses should be seen and not heard. But the princesses disagreed. The thing they argued about most was dancing. Their father hated it, but the princesses loved it. So whenever he wasn't looking, they would just dance away on their own. The girls slept in a big, tall tower. That's like a house. With their beds all side by side. Do you know how many that is? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's loads. Every night, the king would lock the door so that they couldn't sneak out. One morning, when the door was unlocked, the princesses were still asleep. And as the maid went to make them, she noticed that their shoes were lying in a big wet pile on the floor. When the king heard about the shoes, he was furious. "Those girls have been out dancing," he spluttered. "Princesses should not be out dancing all night," he said to them. "You need your beauty sleep, and you should all be ashamed of yourselves." The girls weren't ashamed in the least. What's more, they wouldn't tell him how they had escaped or where they had been dancing. The next morning, it was clear that the princesses had been out again. The same thing happened 7 nights in a row, and the king didn't know what to do. But then he had a brilliant idea. He decided that the first man to discover where his daughters went each night could marry one of them. I didn't write this story. Posters went up across the land, and there's a picture of the poster there. And it says, "Solve a royal mystery and win big prizes. Fed up at your job? Feel like a challenge? Win your own kingdom and marry a genuine princess. Interested? Drop into the castle for further details. No time wasters, please." The first man to take up the king's challenge was brave Prince Marcus. "By the way, there's one small catch," the king told him. "If you fail, I'll tickle your toes." Yeah, that sounds better. "No problem, your majesty," he says. That night, Prince Marcus was taken to a tower and put into a room next to the princesses. They made him very welcome. One even brought him a cup of hot milky cocoa. As Prince Marcus drank the cocoa, he began to feel sleepy. He tried splashing cold water on his face, but that didn't work. And soon he was fast asleep and he was snoring. The next morning, the princess's shoes were worn out again. Prince Marcus had failed, and the king wasn't joking about tickling his toes. Many more princes tried, and many more noble knights came forward. But they were all fooled by the princess's sweet smiles. There's no light in here, so it's very difficult to read. And just the door's a little bit ajar. Reminds me of a Bill Hicks joke. The door is ajar. It's a long story. Bill Hicks. You'll have to look him up on YouTube. Unless you know him. One day, a magician named Ralph and his pet dog, Rascal, were passing the castle. Ralph noticed one of the king's posters and decided to find out more. When he saw Ralph, the king looked doubtful, but he was desperate to know what the girls were up to, so he agreed to let Ralph try. I'll tickle your toes if you fail, you know," the king warned. "Yes, but I won't," said Ralph. And that night, Ralph came in and was put into the same room where the others had stayed. "Hello, I'm Amy," said the youngest. "He's nice," she whispered to her sisters. "I don't want him to die because of us. Be tickled. Maybe we should go out. We shouldn't go out tonight." His sisters ignored her. A few minutes later, Annabelle, the elder sister, brought Ralph in a cup of cocoa, but Ralph was a wise magician. He knew what she was up to. "This is for you," she said. He pretended to drink the cocoa, and then, when Annabelle wasn't looking, he poured it into Rascal's bowl. Rascal is the dog. Rascal was delighted. Ralph yawned. "I think I'll just put my feet up for a few minutes," he told Annabelle. Then, with an even bigger yawn, he pretended to fall asleep. Annabelle crept back to her sisters. "He's asleep," she whispered. "He's asleep," she whispered. "Let's get ready." They all put on their sparkly ball dresses and new shoes. The princesses shimmered like a rainbow. With the last button buttoned and the last bow tied, the girls stood by their beds. Annabelle pulled back the dusty old rug in the corner of the room to reveal a secret trapdoor. The hinges creaked as she pulled it open. One by one, the girls disappeared down some steps and into a long, dark tunnel. When the princesses were out of sight, Ralph quickly entered the room. He clicked his fingers and a cloak appeared. With a second click, Ralph vanished. Carefully, he tiptoed down the steps and into the tunnel. It didn't take long for him to catch up with the princesses. Ralph tried to walk quietly, but it wasn't easy. At one point, he stepped on Amy's dress. She jumped and turned around, but there was no one there. A few moments later, Ralph stepped on a twig. Now Amy was convinced that somebody was following them. Her sisters didn't believe her, though. At the end of the tunnel, they came to an astonishing row of trees. Some of them glistened with silver, some with gold, and some with sparkling diamonds. Well, the silvers might be Betula, Pendula, or Jackie Montioi, or something like that. And the gold might be something like the liquid amber, or back to the story. Ralph had never seen trees like them. While the princesses carried on, he gently broke off a twig from each tree. Up ahead, the princesses had stopped just before a lake. It stood in the shadow of a beautiful castle. 12 boats were waiting at the edge of the lake, and in each boat sat a handsome princess. Each prince rowed a princess across the lake. Ralph sneaked into the boat carrying Amy, and when they reached the other side, a band began to play. The princesses danced until their feet were sore and the soles of their shoes were worn through. And as the sun rose, they limped home. "Our poor nights of dancing are still safe, unlike poor Ralph's head," said Annabelle, yawning. Amy looked upset. The king was having breakfast when Ralph strode in. "Good morning, Your Majesty," said Ralph brightly. "I suppose you've come to tell me you've failed," sighed the king. "Ah, but I didn't, sire," Ralph replied, in an English accent, I assume. Not an Irish accent. Waving the twigs, he told the king what he'd seen. "This all sounds very unlikely," grumbled the king when Ralph had finished. "Are you sure you're not just making it up to save your head?" He decided to call for Annabelle. When she saw the 3 twigs in his hand, she looked horrified. One look at her face told the king all he needed to know. "Dancing is banned," he declared. The princesses sobbed and wailed when they heard their secret had been discovered. "What will we do?" they cried. "Life is so dull without dancing." But there was nothing they could do. True to his word, the king let Ralph marry one of his daughters. "I'd like Amy," Ralph said. "If she'll have me, she's the sweetest of all." Amy and Ralph's wedding was a joyful occasion. Even the king couldn't stop smiling. "I have a surprise for you," he whispered to Amy. The king led her to the ballroom and Amy gasped, and hundreds of candles lit up the dance floor, and in the corner a band was playing a lively tune. "As it's a special occasion, you may all dance, but for one night only," said the king. "Oh, how wonderful," cried Amy, and her sisters, they were grabbing their partners, and they were all dancing the following night. "I thought I said one night only," said the king, but he smiled. Ralph had worked some more of his magic. That's the story. That's the story. That's the Usborne Illustrated Stories for Girls. some of the stories are in it aren't great. They're a bit. Yeah, you can figure. Hold on, who wrote that? Princess, 12 Dancing Princesses. From the story by Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm. Retold by Emma Halbra. Yes, fair, there you go. The Grimm Brothers. Hell is asleep. Like,